Goeiedag en welkom by hierdie naleefgedagte van hierdie week. Ek wonder in hierdie week, wie help jou om mens te word? Ek lees vanoggend 'n aanhaling van die Iraniese skryfster Azar Nafisi, wat sy in 2022 geskryf het. Dit klink of sy dit vanoggend kon geskryf het. My worry is that this polarization, along with more and more dependence on virtual reality, prevents us from connecting with other human beings and with the real world. This lack of connection dehumanizes not just others, but also ourselves. Loop ons ook die gevaar om ons menslikheid te verloor? Wat kan ons as die volgelinge van die God wat mens word, dan daaraan doen? In 'n era van eksponensiële tegnologiese ontwikkeling en totale magsmisbruik soos wat ons op die oomblik sien in hierdie wêreld, loop ons die gevaar om onbewustelik deel te word van die kultuur van ontmensliking. Soos in alle gruweldade teen die mensdom deur die geskiedenis heen, gebeur die dehumanizing nie net met die slagoffers nie, maar ook met die boosdoeners en die omstanders van hierdie ongelukstoneel. In hierdie era klink Jesus se uitnodiging, geseend is die wat arm van gees is, wat weerloos is, wat mens is, wat sag is, wat breek wanneer ander gebreek word. Dit klink dit klokhelder soos 'n doktersvoorskrif, maar ook totaal teen-intuïtief. Wat maak ons hiermee as ons nie regtig so arm van gees voel nie? In plaas daarvan om my eie verwarde gedagtes op jou te kom neerstort hierdie week, want die wêreld verwar my regtig op hierdie stadium, lees ons eerder 'n gedeelte uit John Vanier se boek Becoming Human en vra eenvoudig 'n vraag aan die einde daarvan. Hy skryf die volgende in die inleiding van sy boek Becoming Human. Like all of us, I have my story. Mine began as a young person of 13 when I journeyed from Canada to England to join the Royal Naval College in 1942. It was the middle of the war with Nazi Germany, and I had decided to prepare myself to serve on warships. I spent 8 years in the Navy. I left the Navy in 1950, searching for another road to peace. I went to live in a small Christian community near Paris. We worked manually, we pursued studies in philosophy and theology, and we prayed together. Then, in April 1964, I went to visit a holy priest, a man of God. He was a chaplain to a small institution for people with intellectual disabilities. It was there I discovered the plight of men and women who had been put aside, looked down upon, sometimes laughed at or scorned. They were seen as misfits of nature, not as human beings. Touched and heard by the way so many were treated, I was able to buy a little house in a village north of Paris and to welcome 2 men with disabilities from a sad and violent institution. Philippe Zouy and Raphael Simi had each had a viral disease when they were children. The result of their illnesses had left them with significant disabilities. They never went to school, and when their parents died, they were put into this dismal asylum. And so the first community of Le Arc was born. Today, 44 years later, there are 134 such communities in 35 different countries. In these communities, men and women with disabilities can develop in a spirit of freedom. We live together, those with disabilities and those who wish to have a deep and sometimes lasting relationship with them. We laugh and cry and sometimes fight with one another. We work, we celebrate, and we pray together. Believe it or not, it has been this life together that has helped me become more human. Those I have lived with have helped me to recognize and accept my own weaknesses and vulnerability. I no longer have to pretend I am strong or clever or better than others. I am like everybody else, with my fragilities and my gifts. En haar leefteks is natuurlik, gelukkig is die wat arm van gees is, want aan hulle behoort die koninkryk van God. En die vraag wat ek eenvoudig vandag vir jou wil vra is, watter arm van gees mense moet jy nader aan beweeg, sodat hulle jou kan help om mens te bly? En ek hoop regtig, jy kan mense in jou gedagtes kry, mense in die dampkring van jou lewe kry, met wie jy in verhouding kan tree, en is gewoonlik die mense wat naar die rand toe geskuif is, wat jou kan help om jou eie mensheid te behou, maar ook om in jou eie menswees te groei, binne in hierdie kultuur van dehumanizing, wat ons oral rondom ons beleef. Een mooie week vir jou. Goed gaan.